We are 22 West Radio, the next wave of K-Beach. 22 West Radio is 22westmedia.com and 98.1 FM, KKJZ, HD3, Long Beach, Los Angeles. You have found yourself in a dark place. A domain for the strange and the deranged, the sleepless and the living dead. This is the show where nightmares come true. But you are not afraid of your fears. Fear is your obsession. Fear is your entertainment. Welcome to the horror show. You're listening to the Dark Lady.
Insomniacs and creatures of the night, the strange, the sleepless, and the deranged. Welcome to the horror show. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. I'm your host, Kat Fontalea, and it warms my cold black heart that you're joining me this evening. It's September 5th, 2017, only 56 more days to go until Halloween. I love this time of year. There's going to be new scary movies coming out. Your favorite horror shows are going to be coming back for another season. They're selling Halloween decorations in the store. But you know what I always say? Winter, spring, summer, or fall, it's always Halloween here on The Dark Lady. October 31st is just when the rest of the world comes and get with the program. So let's get started, shall we? Tonight on The Dark Lady, I will give you the latest news in horror entertainment. Jeepers Creepers 3 is coming up. It's coming to theaters nationwide for one night only. I'll tell you when to set your calendars. The Long Beach Playhouse will be performing Dracula this fall. Supernatural, Stranger Things, and The Walking Dead season premieres are just around the corner. And the new highly anticipated film adaptation, Stephen King's It, will be premiering this Friday, September 8th. I'll give you all the gory details on all of these and more, so don't touch that app. We'll be right back.
Tear you apart.
That was Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. So tonight we're just going to be talking about upcoming movies and TV shows. So let's go ahead and start with Jeepers Creepers 3. So Jeepers Creepers 3 will be premiering in theaters nationwide on Thursday, September 26th, for one night only. And so you better get your tickets fast, because I know it's going to go really, really fast. So I'm really excited for the movie, but if you haven't heard, this film has been mired with controversy. It really makes me want to second guess about actually going out and purchasing a ticket. As of right now, I'm probably not going to see this film, and I'll tell you why. The director and the creator of the Jeepers Creepers franchise, Victor Salva, was convicted of raping a 12-year-old in 1988 during the filming of the movie Clown House. And the movie is about three young brothers who are terrorized by mental patients dressed in clown costumes. And the youngest of the actors, the brothers, Casey, was played by 12-year-old Nathan Forrest Winters. Now, during the film, Salva kept Winters behind on set, where he secretly filmed himself forcing the child to give and receive oral sex. When Winters told his parents about the abuse, the authorities raided Salva's house, and they found pornographic material of children, including the tapes of 12-year-old Winters being molested, and Salva was sentenced 3 years in prison, of which he served 15 months. So, horror fans have created a petition on change.org calling for a boycott of the film. This is what it says. Jeepers Creepers 3 is currently in production. Oh, this was done some time back. The director and creator of this franchise, Victor Salva, used his position to rape a 12-year-old boy in 1988. During the filming of the movie Clown House, he was convicted and served a measly 15 months in prison. As the three largest movie theater chains in the U.S., I urge you to not show this movie at your theaters. The profits from Jeepers Creepers 3 line the pockets of a pedophile. Monsters belong on the screen, not behind the camera. I also urge other members of the horror movie community to take a stance, spread the word, and don't watch the film. Now, I've always believed in separating the artist from the art. So what I mean by that is, just because you don't like the artist or just because you don't believe in his or her political views, that shouldn't stop you from enjoying their movies, their books, or their songs. I don't like it when people ban horror movies or boycott them. I don't like censorship. And I believe people have the right to express themselves, to be creative, no matter how, you know, graphic it is. As long as nobody actually gets hurt, I'm completely fine with that. I'm very tolerant of graphic sex and violence in movies. Hostel, a Serbian film, the Japanese guinea pig films, August Underground, that kind of thing doesn't really bother me. But knowing what I know now about Victor Salva, I don't think I can watch Jeepers Creepers 3. And that's a shame, because to me, Jeepers Creepers is iconic. It's one of the first scary movies that I've ever seen. Very low budget, like the first one. And the actor, he was a great body actor, the man who played the monster, the creature, Jeepers Creepers. It was amazing. And it's really a shame that I do think the person who wrote the petition said that if we go out and buy a ticket, we're pretty much paying Victor Salva money, even though he did a very horrible thing and only served about a year of jail time for doing this, like, atrocity. So I think that's where I would personally draw the line. But really, bottom line is, it's up to you whether you want to see Jeepers Creepers 3 or not. You know, there's people who buy paintings from convicted serial killers, and they hang it up on their wall, and it doesn't really bother them, like, at all. And that's fine. But I just wanted you to know the whole story before you buy the ticket.
Professional and located on the second floor of the USU. Electric Hair has all of your nail and hair needs covered. For an appointment, call 562-958-4522. That's 562-958-4522.
Beyond the Spectrum on K-Beach Radio. Live every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. with DJ Buttercuts and DJ Krugler. Beyond the Spectrum has been bringing the vibes for over 2 years now, so if you haven't already, make sure to join us on Fridays as we take you on a groovy journey through the world that is indie electronic music and open your ears with the songs we love. Spinning music that feels good. Beyond the Spectrum with DJ Buttercuts and DJ Krugler. Live on K-Beach Radio every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m.
And we're back. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. And tonight we're just talking about upcoming horror movies and upcoming horror TV shows like The Walking Dead, American Horror Story, which is actually, the season premiere for that is happening right now. So hopefully you'll stay with me, but, you know, there's always Netflix later on. You know, American Horror Story. You can always watch American Horror Story on Netflix. You know, I'm just kidding. But anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the new Stephen King adaptation, It. So It will be premiering in theaters this Friday, September 8th, 2017. And this film is directed by Andy Muschietti. And the iconic role of Pennywise the Clown will be played by Swedish actor Bill Skarsgård. Now, I saw a sneak peek of It at a screening of Annabelle Creation. And it was a scene where Georgie, the little boy, meets Pennywise the Clown in a storm drain. And you know I love the 1990s movie It with Tim Curry. Tim Curry was amazing as Pennywise. He was my worst nightmare when I was a little kid. And it wasn't just me. Curry actually scared the child actors on set. They didn't even want to go near him, from what I read. That's how terrifying his character was. But I think Bill Skarsgård did a great job as well. And this film has a lot of promise. And I will definitely be there when it premieres. And if it makes you feel any better, Stephen King has seen the movie, the It movie, and he approves. So I was reading an article on Variety.com, and let me just read you like a few lines. So, quote, King, who is not involved with the making of the movie, says he is excited about a film, which he describes as, quote, fabulous. The author even recorded a short video that introduced an extended theatrical trailer of the film in August. He says he has only one issue with the upcoming adaptation of his book. Quote, geez, I don't even think they sent me any swag, he jokes in a recent phone interview with Variety. But maybe that's a good thing. Producer Barbara Muschietti assures that King has since been sent a truckload of swag. In another article I read on Heroic Hollywood, and let me just read you a few lines of that as well. Director Andy Muschietti opened up revealing King's reaction to seeing the plot changes he had made following the author's viewing of the film. Now, this is what Muschietti said. Quote, I sent him a handwritten letter asking for forgiveness for all the creative license I had taken. He saw the movie and his reaction was immediate. He wrote me an email expressing how much he had liked it and that I shouldn't worry because all the changes were approved. Machete has been vocal about separating the film from the 1990s miniseries, attempting to be more faithful to the book. So, really excited. I always like it when directors try to be more faithful in their adaptation from the book to the film. I know there's just some elements that don't really work the same way in film as it does in its original like novel, but I'm really excited about this film. It looks terrifying. Bill Skarsgård was amazing. He looks amazing. The makeup is terrifying. I mean, it feels like, you know, it doesn't feel as if they're going to use like CGI as much. Well, I didn't really catch that in the trailers. I hope they don't. And the way Bill Skarsgård moves, the way he talks as Pennywise, it's creepy. And I'm definitely going to see it when it premieres, and I hope you all do as well, and better believe that I'm going to give you a review on it. That was Youth Without Youth by Metric. You're listening to The Dark Lady on 22 West Radio. You know, I was going to use that song for my intro, but I heard One Caress by Depeche Mode, and I just fell in love with it. I just absolutely love One Caress, that song. I heard it on American Horror Story. Hotel. It was Hotel, yes. So tonight we're just talking about upcoming horror movies and upcoming shows and all of that. Also, there's a play coming out at the Long Beach Playhouse called Dracula. And Dracula is going to be premiering on September 23rd to October 21st. The screenplay was written by Hamilton Dien and John L. Balderstone from Bram Stoker's novel. And the director is James Rice. And here is a quick synopsis of this play. Celebrate the Halloween season with the Long Beach Playhouse in the company of the most classic monster ever to roam through literature, film, and stage, Count Dracula, as Lucy Seward, succumbs to a mysterious illness which is draining her life force. Her father and his longtime associate, Dr. Van Helsing, hunt the true cause of her malady, a vampire stalking London. Be part of the chase as the undead terrified the countryside. Will the virtuous triumph, or will Dracula succeed in spreading the curse of the Nosferatu? Come feel your blood run cold in the thrilling tale of evil creatures and forbidden desire. Now, I saw, like, they were selling tickets. I think they range from $27 to $25, I think. But if you buy the ticket for September 22nd, I think it's only half. It's about $10. It is $10 each. So I might go to that. I don't really go. The last time I went to a play, I had to, because I had a theater class my freshman year here at Cal State. And I went to a lot of plays, you know. I can't remember the title of the plays, but I did go to like several plays, and I had to pay for the ticket and all of that. So, yes, Dracula, very iconic, very very iconic horror monster. I guess Bela Lugosi really helped solidify that role. You know, every time somebody has like a Dracula costume on, they always like do his accent, like, you know, like his Transylvania. I can't do it, but he's really immortalized by that role of Dracula. So I'm really curious to see this play and see how it all kind of plays out. I'm not really much of musicals and plays, but for some reason I really like Sweeney Todd, you know, and I think that's about it. I like Sweeney Todd, but I don't know. This seems to be interesting. I love it when people just kind of embrace the horror culture, you know, just watch horror movies and, you know, just kind of the way it like shows up in plays and music, and I just love it. And I always give it a chance because they're attempting to, just like try it out, I guess. So I might as well return the favor and all of that. So, it premieres on September 23rd. So you could get your tickets at lbplayhouse.org/show/Dracula.
Need to grab breakfast or lunch on the run? Visit Carl's Jr. in the USU, the little place with the big taste.
I'm your host, Sammy the Blade, here for the Beatles at the Beach every Saturday at 10 a.m. And then you can hear the replay Mondays at 3 p.m. So 2 days that are full of fab music from the Fab Four. Join me here every Saturday at 10 a.m. on K-Beach and Mondays at 3 p.m. to hear the most influential band in rock history, Rock On, right here at the Beatles at the Beach on K-Beach Radio.
Was The Raven by the Alan Parsons Project. You're listening to The Dark Lady on K Beach on 22 West Radio. So tonight we were just talking about upcoming horror films and upcoming TV shows. I talked to you a little bit about Jeepers Creepers. I talked to you about Stephen King's It, which is coming out this Friday. I talked to you a little bit about the upcoming play at the Long Beach Playhouse, Dracula. And now let's go on and talk about probably the most immortal genre show on TV, Supernatural. So, Supernatural Season 13 will premiere on Thursday, October 12th at 8 p.m., so be sure to mark your calendars. Now, according to denofgeek.com, there's going to be a Scooby-Doo crossover episode. So Sam and Dean are going to be like these animated characters, and they're going to be with Scooby-Doo. That is so funny. Can't wait. That's probably going to be like one of the only reasons why I want to tune in. Well, I'm just kidding. I've been watching Supernatural since I was 12. I was in middle school. I was starting middle school when the pilot first premiered. Then I kept watching it, like, you know, throughout high school, throughout college, and it's still going. I graduated last year, and it's still going, and that's, to me, that's, like, really amazing. They have, like, this really close relationship, I guess. Like, it kind of reminds me of YouTubers, how they can, like, you know, they're really approachable and they can really connect with their fan base. Supernatural has been really good at, you know, just reaching out to their audience and all of that. And I think the actor who plays Dean Winchester, Jensen Ackles, he's been really helping with the relief in Texas. He was born in Texas, so, you know, he's been doing all that he can to help with relief there, which is really great. And so, Thursday, October 12th, season 13 will be premiering. What else do we need to know about season 13? Well, it's in another article on denofgeek.com. They talk about the plight of Lucifer's son. It says here, quote, "Lucifer's little boy has arrived and rapidly grown into a teenager. Supernatural season 13 will look at what this character means and how our main characters will react to them. Jack's origin causes a moral dilemma, being half mortal and half human." Also, the fate of Mary Winchester. Mary stepped into the apocalyptic alternate Earth to become trapped with Lucifer at the end of Supernatural Season 12. Executive producer Bob Singer gave some key but vague insights. He talked about how Sam believes that Mary went through alive and could still be alive, while Dean does not, which will cause another point of friction between the Winchesters. One mission for the season could be, quote, "Let's find Mom," much as season one had been all about finding John Winchester. Beloved characters will return. Bob Singer and Andrew Dabb hinted at all the possible returning characters that could make an appearance in Supernatural season 13, thanks to the apocalypse world. Andrew Dabb says, quote, "We've got some cool characters coming back both in our world and in the apocalypse world, so that's the fun of it. Some people who have been long dead in our world are less dead there." Confirmed returning are Missouri Mosley, the psychic from season one, and Sheriff Jody Mills. And these two will likely return together in the backdoored pilot for Wayward Sisters. And we've pretty much reached the bottom of the hour here. And that's it for me, folks. So thank you for tuning in. I will see you again next week, same time, same place. But before we go, here's just one more song for the road. Stay safe out there.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, our wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry.
Are out in the streets all